Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joining us, longtime friend of the program, used to be our NBA guy, our go-to guy, and then he started covering, you know, more serious worldly events, the Minnesota Star Tribune, but seemed like a good time to do a coronavirus check-in. And a world check-in right now with Reed Forgrave, who's with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Reed, it is always a pleasure, even in these uncertain times.
Don't say it. You said it. You said it, Reed. I'm sorry. Uncertain times, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like uncertain was the word from, like, the past 2.5 months. But, like, the past week, it's something different than uncertain. Like, I feel like chaos is here for a while. Like, I don't even mean just like because of protests and riots. That stuff is gonna, I mean, the past couple nights in Minneapolis have been like relatively calm, relatively peaceful. There are actually some beautiful, I mean, there was a terrifying moment yesterday right before 6 p.m. when that truck almost created a mass casualty event by driving into a bunch of protesters. I don't know how it's possible that none of the protesters got injured, but that's the case. But last night, that a bunch of, so I was at home last night. I live in southwest Minneapolis, about 3.5 miles from where George Floyd was killed. And I was home taking feeds from other reporters to write the main story. We have reporters everywhere, obviously. And the main protests last night were near the Viking Stadium. It was going around. That was sort of like the epicenter for it. And I had this sickening feeling after that tanker truck thing. And I sent my wife and kids for the second night in a row. I'm like, go to grandma and grandpa's house in the suburbs. Get out of here, because I have a feeling this is going to turn bad. And curfew hit at 8 o'clock, and a little bit before 9 o'clock, police and the National Guard, who were non-existent the first 3 days of this, I felt they'd almost just completely ceded the city. And then past two nights, they've done an incredible job, and they've done it like relatively peacefully, which is, I don't know how that's even possible that they've done it, but they dispersed this crowd, and then about 150 protesters they surrounded in a gas station parking lot right by that Viking Stadium. And what happened then was, I mean, this is what I've been wanting the past several days. The cops said, you violated curfew, you're under arrest. The protesters peacefully laid down. They brought out city buses. They handcuffed and booked these protesters. And you see all this video of cops and protesters standing around, because they're, you know, for an hour and a half, they're getting, the word isn't booked, but they're getting like sort of processed and put into these buses. And we hear protesters being like sort of becoming friends with these state police officers who are holding us right now. And it was like, That's how we do protests, guys. Like, yeah, that's on all sides. So I get there's a bigger message right now that people need to get out. And unfortunately, over the past several days, that message has been eclipsed by violence and terror and fear. I know I've gotten some criticism from people saying, why are you focusing on the riots? My sister-in-law was texting me this yesterday and being like, why can't you focus on the protests? And I think the answer is, like, for at least a while, you know, your city burning down eclipsed this bigger social point that people are trying to make. Hopefully, violence doesn't come back in a big way over the next few days. And, like, the point of these protests, which I think most people, regardless of your political view, looks at that video and says, okay, like, there is a point to this, even if you don't agree with the bigger point, even if you really didn't like Colin Kaepernick and what he stood for, even if you think it's an overreach. By the way, I agree with the point of the protest, but, like, I think everyone looks at that video and is horrified, no matter what side of the political perspective. So
yeah, I agree. I think.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean,
I just woke up and I'm so full of things to say.
No, it's fascinating stuff, man. To have our man Reed Forgrave, who we're talking to right now, right there in the heart of it in Minneapolis, you know, and is a writer. And I'm the thing that scares me. The police officer, the main guy, Derek. How do you pronounce that? Chauvin.
Chauvin.
Arrested. He's going to be what, arraigned this week? Is that right? And I've already seen.
I think today, actually.
Today. All right. And that's kind of what I'm fearful of. I mean, we all saw the video, guys. It's a no-brainer. It's just a no-brainer. If something happens, and we've seen it happen before, Reed, how fearful are you of what may happen to Minneapolis, the Twin Cities there, if this guy is somehow let off, or if those other three police aren't arrested, which they absolutely should be, the four police that were involved in this situation, how tense is it still there? Would it explode like nothing you've ever seen?
Yeah, I mean, and that would be a year from now, right? Like, I would assume the chance of him getting out of police custody, or even, by the way, even wanting to be out of jail right now, because he has the biggest target on his back of anyone, and authorities know, like, there's not going to be a box, knock on wood, everything I feel like I have to knock on wood these days, but, like, there's not going to be who's the guy that killed President Kennedy? Lee Harvey Oswald. There's not going to be a Lee Harvey Oswald moment here where someone jumps in and shoots the guy before there can be a trial. There can't be, right? But, like, if he gets off, yeah, it'll be, and it won't just be, that won't just be Minneapolis.
No, it will not be.
That would be Rodney King. I mean, that's why the Rodney King riots happened. It was because the officers got off. It wasn't because the video, it wasn't when people saw the video. It was months later when the officers got off. And it would be terrifying. Right now, I feel like with the protesters, I mean, look, they want bigger societal change, but the immediate ask, and it's weird for, like, protesters asking for something from the judicial system, but I mean, it's the reality. Is what they're asking for is for these three other officers to be arrested and charged. And there was the state attorney general took over the case yesterday from the county attorney. The state attorney general became the lead on the case, and I think protesters were somewhat appeased by that, believing that that will give, hopefully speed this thing up, because there's got to be a decision. I get that justice can't be hurried, but it's got to be swift in this case, because our city's been burning.
Well, and is it true that this guy has, you know, a pretty long rap sheet when it comes to things like that? It's hard, you know, it's hard to believe everything you see and hear, and you got to really check your sources, and you got to trust the people. You're there. You know, this is kind of what you guys do. This guy has a fairly substantial record of police brutality, does he not?
Yeah, I believe what the numbers were. This wasn't my reporting, but it's reporting by legitimate folks out here. And he's had, in his, I want to say, like, 14-year career with Minneapolis police, somewhere around there, he has had 17 complaints about him. He was involved in 3 officer-involved shootings, and one of them was fatal. And just saying that a police officer was involved in a fatal shooting doesn't mean that he did anything wrong. Like, sometimes cops have to do awful things to bad people. One of my best friends is a cop in town here, in a rough part of town, and not in Minneapolis, but in one of the inner ring suburbs. And they have the hardest job ever, man. Like, most of them, I think, try to do their best. But this guy doesn't sound like he was the best cop. And there have been reports he was kind of doing off-duty work as a bouncer. And you see these, like, reports floating around that he, you know, wasn't necessarily the nicest cop to patrons at this heavily African-American bar where he did work at. So, by the way, like, circling back to, like, your original point there, trusted sources, man. Like, in these chaotic days, like, people who don't have an agenda, who are unbiased reporters, like, it's so important, because you look on Twitter and you can see the craziest thing and you can retweet it and be like, oh my God, this is the craziest thing. And then, you know, it's debunked 2 days later. But yeah, I think Mark Twain said, like, a lie makes it halfway around the world before truth can get out of bed, right?
Yeah, talking to Reed Forgrave from the Minnesota Star Tribune with us here. Quickly, if you want to play some real or fake with us, 833-288-0973. A couple of minutes when we're done with Reed. Chance to win a $50 Panera gift card. So call now, 833-288-0973. Reed, you mentioned Colin Kaepernick. Joe Lockhart, former NFL executive, suggested that one way for the league to reach out and start that healing process and that process of change, he thought, would be for the Minnesota Vikings to sign Colin Kaepernick. As someone who is there in Minnesota, who has covered sports in a previous life, what do you think of that idea? Would it play in Minnesota? Would that be something that could move this forward and help promote some change?
From a pure football perspective, we need a backup quarterback. You know, and he's clearly, like, people are going to say he wasn't good enough, and maybe he's too old now, maybe he's been out of it for too long, but the dude was a stud at one point. So, like, from a pure football perspective, man, do it. I think Colin Kaepernick's reputation isn't the right word. His image among people who despised him as recently as a week ago,
yep,
has, I think, subtly shifted this week. People are recognizing, as I think most people did, that his peaceful protest had a point behind it. And the memes that you see around Twitter of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, the image of that transposed next to this police officer taking a knee on George Floyd's neck, I think, is so powerful. So I think even people who disagreed with him may have shifted their view on him. Would it be good for Minnesota? I mean, yeah, man. Like, I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a, like, I'm trying to, like, process it right now. Would that further inflame people here? It would inflame some people, but I don't think those people are the ones who matter. I think people have realized that there's got to be some sort of systemic / symbolic change. And I think that would be brilliant, man.
We really appreciate you getting up, spending some time with us. I'm sure it's been a very long day for everyone in the journalism profession in Minnesota, just like it's really been for everyone across the country. But we always like hearing your voice, man, and thank you so much for your time.
Take care of your fam, man. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Thanks. Hopefully it'll be just time to go back to our normal global pandemic.
I miss those days. Those days were fun, right?
Heady days. All we had to worry about was the virus that was killing everybody.
Yeah, COVID-19 talk.
Reed Forgrave on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. Good stuff from Reid Forgrave. We'll get a more local perspective. Our buddy Craig Elston, who was there helping with La Mesa cleanup, lives right next to some of the protests over the weekend. We'll give us his firsthand account coming up at 7:35. Right now, though, let's see if we can give away a prize. At least bring a smile to someone's face this morning, Woods. Let's play a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Up for grabs, a $50 e-gift card to Panera Bread at Panera Bread. We're here for you with contactless delivery, a new drive-up curbside ordering, and pickup order online at PaneraBread.com. We've got Steven versus Steve.
Let's go.
Today, Steve, say hi to Steve.
Hi, Steven.
No, I meant Steve. Say hi to Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
All right. It sounds like you know how to play our game, so let's get right to it. Five rounds separating the real from the fake. Who remembers the World League of American Football, later renamed NFL Europe? We're taking a trip down mediocre football memory lane on today's edition of Real or Fake. I will name a team. You tell me if it was a real member of the WLAF or a fake I've invented for the purposes of our game.
All right.
Woods, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Real or fake? The Scottish Claymores. Real or fake?
Fake.
It was real.
Damn it.
Scotland's very own football team. All right, Steve, a chance for you to take an early lead. Round one, the Barcelona Dragons. Steve, real or fake?
Oh, real.
That was real. All right, 1 point for the other Steve. 0 points for my Steve right here. All right, round two, Steven. Let's try the Hamburg Sea Devils. Real or fake?
Fake.
They love their WALF in Germany.
God,
that was real. All right, round two, Steve. The Madrid Bulls, real or fake, Steve?
Let's go fake.
Hey, there's no Madrid team. All right, here we go, round three. You're down 2-0, Woodsy. The Amsterdam Admirals, real or fake?
That sounds real to me.
Got that one. All right, point on the board, Woodsy. All right, Steve, let's see, round three. The Frankfurt Galaxy, real or fake, Steve?
That kind of sounds real. I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I said they love their teams in Germany. All right, three for three, Steve. Round four. Woodsy, the Cologne Centurions, real or fake?
That would also be in Germany. I'm going to say fake.
They said they love their WLF in Germany. That one was real. All right, round four, Steve. The Copenhagen Galleons, real or fake, Steve?
That's just too much to say. I'm going to say fake.
You're right. It's just too much to say.
It's regal, very regal.
Round five, Woodsy. The Berlin Thunder, real or fake?
They love their football in Germany, real.
Finally. And last one for you, Steve, for the perfect score, the Rome Solera. Real or fake, Steve?
I'm going to go fake.
Oh, five for five.
My God,
that is a perfect start to the week. Steve, congratulations. You win the $50 gift card to Panera Bread for a very well-played game of real or fake.
Right on. Thank you very much, you guys.
You bet.
Woodsy, we've got half the show still to go here on Ben and Woods. A lot to get to, including, as I mentioned, our buddy Craig Elston's going to join us. We'll still do some Don't Do This in hour number three as well.
Plenty of those today, my friend.
And I believe we're going to have some Corona content as
including
some powerful, powerful words from the weekend of what was going on around the country. So we will get to that coming up. We'll talk some more baseball. We'll take more phone calls, 833-288-0973. Stay tuned. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.